Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown, coming at you live from New York City, bringing you your daily dose of urban inspiration, where we share conversations and solutions and all that good stuff so you can experience success in every single area of your life. It's all about learning and growing and learning and growing and learning and growing and all that good stuff every single day. And kind of, you know, I had this revelation over the weekend. Whatever you feed grows. I've been babysitting my friend's two-year-old daughter for a few days until school starts, so that's had me a little bit caught up. But you know something? It's funny because I'm sitting there with her watching her eat, and they're so cute and adorable when they're little, but it's like, whoa. If I don't feed her, she doesn't get fed, but we're speaking figuratively now. And I want her to grow, and I want her to be healthy, so what do? We feed her nutritious stuff, so her mom brings all these little cute things for her to eat, and all these snacks, and we're eating Cheerios, and all that good stuff. But you know, that same principle can be used in so many different areas and in so many different ways. Whatever we feed is what grows and develops. So if we feed the good things in our life, they grow and develop. And if we feed the rotten things in our life, that's what grows and develops. So I just thought it was kind of cool how we can find little anecdotes and little resources to make us be better us's just in the really, really simple things that we experience every single day. I never would have, like, who would have thunk? I'm sitting here watching this little girl eat, and then all of a sudden I have this revelation. And so I just want to share that with you because y'all know I just share everything. My life is such an open book. Today we have an amazing guest. Her name is Annette Gregory, and she will be joining us very, very shortly. And she's just a businesswoman. She's from the D.C. area, and we met, and, you know, I know I'm in New York, and she's in D.C., and my entire team. Oh, wait, it's a new week. I have to thank my team, Shamika, our producer, Dee Dee, the publicist, and DeJuan, our engineer. Guys, it's another week. We're another week down, but, you know, they're in Atlanta, so just this whole concept of doing things on the Internet and connecting virtually is so amazing. I have to say to everybody, we are just zipping right along. We are celebrating today our 30th show. So, I mean, how cool is that, that we are celebrating show number 30? And y'all know, if everybody's in Atlanta, and I'm up here in New York, and we're still making it, and today is our 30th show, we are just growing by leaps and bounds. I do have to say thank you to everybody. But it's just so cool to be able to come to you every single day, well, weekdays, that is, but every single day, and allowing us, and Shamika, Dee Dee, DeJuan, and I, and whatever guests we have on the air, to take a glimpse into your world and definitely have you glimpse into ours, because we're just, you know, the whole concept is just people trying to get up, big up, do the right thing, politic our way, network our way, grow our businesses, grow our lives, and really make big things happen. Just to share with you very quickly, y'all know my quote-unquote day job is running the Platinum Speakers Bureau, my agency. Last week, I launched a home study course, just because I can't possibly talk to everybody at the same time who wants to make motivational speaking their day job. So if you get a chance, log on to yourspeakercoach.info, I-N-F-O, and there's information on the home study course. Again, that's yourspeakercoach.info, and I will be adding new CDs as time progresses, but the one that's really hot right now is how to get started as a paid speaker, and that includes a free information one-hour session, coaching session with me. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting stuff in the chat room. Oh, hey, Dee Dee. It says, we live and learn, and I have to thank my Life Remix Radio family. Celebrate life. Shouts to Janice, Keisha, Robin, and Crystal for uplifting me today. We live, learn, and live. Celebrate life. No doubt. Hey, Dee Dee. Y'all know Dee Dee's our publicist, and Dee Dee's also the publicist for Ike Dirty, and she's the one facilitating our interview with him whenever he is ready. So please let's not forget to send our prayers out to Isaac Hayes' family and Ike Dirty, who is definitely a friend to the show. So Dee Dee, whenever he's ready, I see you in the chat room. Just, you know, thank you for making that happen. To Dropping Seed Radio, hello. I feel like I'm back on ground again. I was kind of, just last week was tough. You know, it was just recovering from vacation, and then now I had my, like I said earlier in the show, I had my friend's two-year-old with me for a couple of hours each day, so that kind of threw me focused. To all the moms out there, big ups to you. Y'all know I'm a mom, but I've got teenagers. I've got 19, well, Daquan was 19 last week, and Miles, who's 14, and it is so much different when you're like a mom of teenagers versus a mom of a two-year-old. Whoa, I forgot about the trips to the potty and the washing your hand and the pens and all this stuff. But my friend's daughter is such a sweetie pie, and they're so cute when they're little, like you can't get angry. But it is, woo, they are definitely heavy on your hands. To Classy Diva, hello. Thank you for joining us. Oh, Dropping Seed, it says we missed you. I missed you too. I just said we celebrated show number 30. So we are just trotting right along, and everybody, Dropping Seed Radio Show comes on Saturdays. Dropping Seed, let me know what time so I can let everybody know. Dropping Seed is going to let us know what time his show airs. But it is Saturday morning. Dee Dee says, got to give my girls a shout. Yeah, hello to everybody. But Dropping Seed will let us know what time his show airs on Blog Talk Radio. So celebrate his show as well. So that's how that goes. Hold on, everybody. I've got Annette calling me on my other line. Hold on. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. That was our guest in on my other line, so we had to make sure that she had the right number. Dropping Seeds Radio is 10 a.m. Central, so log on to Blog Talk Radio / Dropping Seed Radio, and his show airs 10 a.m. Central, so that's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. So Dee Dee says, okay, so now the chat room takes over the show. You know what? I just love everybody. I missed everybody last week, too. Before we bring in Annette, I have to give our prayer and offer our daily thoughts from the Hill. So for Monday, August 18th, I'm just so happy to be back. I feel like I'm so out of the loop. God, how did that happen? You know something, before I get into it, time is something you can never get back, and I'm learning that more and more each day. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what the deal is, but time is just something that you can never get back. So really just honor it, because once it's gone, it's gone. So that's how that goes. I just wanted to share that with you. That just kind of poured into my brain. You know, a lot of times I'll say I'll take care of that in a minute, or I'll get to that in a minute. Don't do that. Do it right away, because you can't get time. You can't get time back. Thanks, Dee Dee. You had to get away, Si. We all deserve it. Yeah, because, well, you know, the reason I went away is because last week we were celebrating my mom, who was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, stage 3. And stage 3, I don't know if anybody knows, like, you're getting ready to check out at stage 3. And so she was with us, and she was diagnosed on her birthday last year. She went to the hospital. She said, it's my birthday. I'm going to go just see what's going on. And that's when they diagnosed her. And the funny thing is, she didn't even tell us what stage she was in. She didn't even want to know, basically. So she didn't even tell us. And we didn't find out. I didn't find out until, like, 2 or 3 months late. No, it was like after Christmas. So at that point, she had already been diagnosed for like 4 or 5 months what stage it was. So it was pretty dire. And basically, the hospital told her, we're just going for comfort instead of, you know, any type of cure. So just to be told, like, we're just going to keep you comfortable, that means, like, you are damn near ready to check out, which is pretty bad. So on August 8th, she celebrated, like, hey, it's my birthday, I'm still here. So we have an extremely small family, and I mean small. Like, everybody has one kid or two kids, so it's very small. You could probably fit our whole family in, like, a maybe like 2 15 passenger vans. So we all convened at my mom's house last week, and since I was there, I kind of just stayed there a couple more days with my husband and my two children. So, you know, I'm back, everybody, and I love everybody for listening, and thank you. And keep my mother in prayer, because, you know, prayer works, y'all. Prayer is a positive and powerful thing, and once she's up to it, we're going to bring her on the show just to talk about ovarian cancer and all that stuff to really make you aware, because my mom had absolutely no clue what was going down. But anyway, let's jump right into our daily thought for today, and then I'll get into our guest, Annette, who's joining us, who called in, so big ups to Annette. So for today, Monday, August 18th, our daily thought is, I sing hallelujah. I walk into my home, kick off my shoes, and I sing a song of hallelujah praise. It is such a joy to be at home. I am in a place filled with the peace of God. I relax and I enter the secret place of prayer. I give thanks to the Most High for the provision in the form of my home. I give thanks for the home-cooked meals, and as I smell their aromas coming out of the kitchen. My home is filled with light. Every space is filled with the breath and inspiration of God. Harmonious music flows through each room as the tunes vibrate with soothing sounds. I am moved to add my voice to the music as I sing hallelujah praises. It is a joy to know that my dwelling space is filled with the power and the presence of divine love. Thank you, God, in me, as me, and so it is. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Our verse for today is the book of Psalms, chapter 100, verse 4. You know something? Y'all know I never read these, but the first line says, I walk into my home, kick off my shoes, and I sing a song of hallelujah praise. Y'all know how many people are in foreclosure right now and don't have a home? So everybody knows I first, and I still don't have a living room set. I have this huge living room, and there's nothing in it. It's like literally just hardwood floors and white walls. We haven't even changed the paint or anything. But the point is, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every single thing I have. I'm grateful for every bit of gas I can put in my car, be it $10, $5, or I can say fill it up. So just to think, you know, the first line for today's daily thought is, I walk into my home, kick off my shoes, and I sing a song of hallelujah praise. Y'all, we need to be thankful for everything we have, and it's not to lower our standards and say, oh, we're just grateful to wake up. But you know what? You kind of have to be, because everybody is not at that place. So, you know, on that note, let's bring in my friend Annette. Annette, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
How are you? We had to, you know what, when you clicked over and you called in on the other line, I had to tell everybody, wait, everybody, Annette's clicking in. I'll be right back. So Dee Dee, who is our show's publisher, she took over the chat room for a second. So I'm really glad that you're joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Si, and I'm just so glad and just thankful that you even asked me to be on the show, and you're just doing so many phenomenal things that on the radio people know, but then off the radio, the lives that you pour into and the seeds that you continue to plant. So we just appreciate you for all that you
do.
Well,
thank you. Thank you. Y'all, I'm going to tell you a little bit of background real fast. Annette is the bomb, and I'll tell you, you know, anybody who comes on the show, they have my seal of approval. We don't bring any okey-doke jacks up on Life Remix Radio. But Annette has a business, and I'll have her get into it in a minute. And when my son graduated high school, he didn't really want to go to college, and he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. To praise God, he is starting college in September. But the point is, I wanted him to get involved with a business. I said, you know what? Y'all know I'm an entrepreneur. If you're not going to school, you're going to have to start something, because you have to contribute and you have to have a life that's worth something of value. And I reached out to Annette to see if maybe they could work together. And she gave me tons and tons of information. And unfortunately, sometimes like me, I did not call her back. And she followed up and she said, hey, Cy, I just wanted to know if your son is still interested in working the business. What are we going to do? And I said, you know what? He already is in, but he's working with someone else. And I apologize for not calling you back to let you know. That wasn't a very nice thing to do. And you know what? She was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll still work with him. We'll still keep it moving. And, you know, we get busy in our lives sometimes, and I always ask for forgiveness, but I ask for forgiveness because I'm always willing to forgive others as well. And when Annette was like, Cy, don't worry about it, not only did my son start working with the company, but he started working with someone else, she still was like, yo, don't worry. You know, we'll work with him and we'll get him up to speed. So I honor that so much. And I'm like, you know what? This is really somebody who is just really out for the betterment. Is that a real word? I don't know, betterment, but for the betterment of humanity and the greater good. And so that's why we have her today on Life Remix Radio. So, Annette, can you tell everybody a little bit about you before I get into my nosy questions?
Well, absolutely. I currently live in the Maryland, D.C. area, but I am a native New Yorker, grew up in Brooklyn, actually, in Farragut Housing Project, you know, the Fort Greene area, you know, went to school and just was seeking, you know, to do more. I was taught from my parents, you know, go to school, get good grades so you can get a good job. And, you know, I did that. I went to school. I have a bachelor's degree, master's degree, half my doctorate completed, and that was great. But it didn't really afford me the opportunity to live out those big dreams. But it did. It was still a decision that was made that was good. And just looking and seeking to do something, to be a part of a system that would allow me to have those big dreams to come to fruition. And that's why I love just the name of the radio. So it's the remix. And, you know, whenever you have a remix on the radio now, it's always a little more flavor added to it. It spices it up. And so with that, I was just thinking about the way that we were taught. It is important to get a good education. But the remix to that is we have to shake up what was taught about just getting the good job and you know, start allowing our children to see that they can create the good jobs. And so that's what my mission and focus was, because my family suffered from, you know, not having access to legal, you know, counsel, not having access to, you know, situations that promoted success. I grew up in the PJs and, you know, the norm was failure. The success was like a second thought. And so I wanted to be different so that people could see, well, if she could do it, God has no respect of person, then I can do it too.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think what helped me professionally, and thank you, that's why this show is named Life Remix Radio, because we have to rethink every single thing that we've been taught so we can take that information and move on. And it's never to totally dismiss what our parents and forefathers and mothers have taught us, but it's like, okay, how do we function now? And I think just your testimony, I'm very familiar with Farragut Project. I used to date this guy from Farragut like many, many moons ago. And it's, you know, Farragut's a little tough, a little rough around the edges, right, when you get into Brooklyn. So how did you find the fortitude to get out of Farragut?
Well, it really came from being grounded in the Lord. My parents, you know, they actually still live there. I come home every month. And they just taught us the importance of being honest. You know, if we had nothing else, we had our word. My parents always said, tell them the truth, no matter how bad or how good, and let them speak for me. And it was just the understanding of letting someone else speak for you when you stood for what was right, because the truth never changes. So that was something that they, you know, my parents taught me, that our situation didn't have to be our reality. It was just where we lived. We didn't have to become a product. But, you know, it was just where we lived, and that you could be successful no matter what your circumstances are.
You know, well, my parents taught me that as well. They taught me don't let anybody put anything in your locker, don't hold anybody's bags. You know, they taught me all the stuff that, you know, parents teach you. But still, you know, I have to dig a little deeper. There had to be something inside of it. Like, what was that inside? Because all of our parents – more or less, taught us to do the right thing. But aside from that, there, like, can you maybe dig a little deeper and tell us what it was inside of you? Because our parents taught us, you know, to do the right thing. But when you're out in the street with your friends, now you have to make a decision. So what was it inside of you that kept you pushing forward?
I just believe that there was something better than where I was, the surroundings, the environment. You know, and I'm blessed to have a family, you know, not just my parents, but my mother has three sisters, and, you know, I come from a two-parent household. All my aunts are still married, and, you know, so it was a strong family support that I saw that you can do better, and it just kept being reinforced. I think the repetition of knowing that
right.
I could do better. My father told me from a little girl that I was his princess, you know, that I was a queen to
mm-hmm.
be. And so I really believe that. And
right.
still to today, even, you know, and growing up around the way dudes trying to holler, they knew it was funny. They sometimes would say I was high maintenance. But they knew
right.
that if you tried to holler, that you had to come correct because
right.
I just had that fortitude that I deserve better because the God I serve says that he came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Right.
And
right.
I believe that.
Don't get us to preaching now. Your midday dose of the word.
No.
Life Remix Radio, you know. We definitely honor God at this
mm-hmm.
hour every single day on this show. And whatever God it is that you serve, whatever name you call it, we're going to give that
mm-hmm.
God the honor. You know, I want you to share with our guests a little bit about what you do, because
yeah.
now we kind of know how you did it. But share with them a little bit about what you do about your business. And after that, we're going to get into what you do with young people in the school systems in your area.
Okay. Well, I'm just again so pleased and honored to be on the show and to share what I do. You know, I'm an independent associate with Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, and just got started because a gentleman came and shared with me a life events legal plan, you know, with identity theft, and I said, wow, this is affordable legal access. And it just made sense to me, and part of that fortitude, again, of doing the business and grabbing hold of it to share it was that my family, you know, I referenced had a lack of access. My brother, who was ranked to go pro in the NBA, is now incarcerated. He was 19, and he just turned 29. You know, and this is someone who was ranked to go pro in the NBA, you know, went to Christ the King High School with a sponsor paying for it, but just because
wow.
of associations, you know, is incarcerated, and we sought out for help, and we spent a lot of money, this family came together, on who we thought was the best attorney, but, you know, it didn't afford us, you know, the opportunity to know who really would have our best interest. And so when
wow.
I saw the life events legal plan, I said, wow, this just makes sense. I have coverage in all 50 states, 4 provinces in Canada, and I knew that my family suffered for not knowing who to call, and here it is, this was the answer that someone just didn't get to me in time that could have safeguarded my family. Our family was, you know, really broken at that point. I had 2 siblings. We're very close. In the same year that my brother was incarcerated, my sister passed from diabetes. So our family
wow.
was devastated from just the lack of knowing who could we get to help us. And so
right.
the business is personal to me.
I
look at it as a missionary way to really help people empower their families so they're not devastated. And then, of course, there's a financial aspect to it. But the blessing was it's just the empowerment package that's, you know, giving affordable access to top-quality attorneys through a life events legal plan. We all have life events. You know, you reference people's homes are going into foreclosure because
yep.
they didn't know who to call to review
yep.
documents before they signed them. You know, is this the best mortgage agreement with the super, you know, creative financing? Somebody should have your back to look over that. And that's what we do. We empower families so that someone has your back and nobody can take advantage of you. And that's the blessing. So I just wanted to give more and do more so that we all could become more.
I think even, and this is really no matter what your business is, like, yeah, okay, we all know it's prepaid legal, and y'all know we want to support Annette's business. But aside from that, the empowerment that comes from owning your business, talk a little bit about that.
Well, just being a business owner, you know, you have the will to determine what your income looks like, what your life can become. You know, one of my mentors always says, you know, life is something we all have, but style is the way we choose to live it. And knowing
right.
with a business, as an entrepreneur, you have a choice.
Right.
And, you know, the definition is the voluntary act of doing that which is preferred.
And you say that one more time. Say that one more time. You know, I'm listening, but say that one more again.
But one more again, you know, it's just a choice. And this is these are the things that I've learned from being, you know, in this business and affiliated and associated with the thinkers and doers of the world. They taught me the true definition of choice, and that's to do the voluntary act of doing that which is preferred. I prefer to be wealthy because then the money that's made, it can allow me to empower the programs, the mentoring programs, our children, so they can make the better decisions. Growing up in Farragut, you know, we knew legal access meant somebody was getting arrested around the way.
And to
change the mindset, the wealthy stay wealthy because they have legal counsel to tell them how to safeguard their money.
Right.
We don't have that. You know, lawyers meant somebody in trouble. And with all the degrees I have, I still associated attorneys with something bad until the development for me. So with being an entrepreneur was more than just the money aspect. It was a personal development. I knew that in order for change to come, I had to change. In order to become more, I had to become more. And so with being an entrepreneur, it empowers you to be better, to get better at the game, to do more, become more, so that your light will shine and it'll give other people permission for their light to shine. And that's part of it. And then the money. You know, I've been in a situation with education, you know, in the D.C. area. They just decide on a whim, we want to get rid of a whole division. So you're jobless. And, you know, someone else gets to determine.
You know what? I want to touch on that. Right now, entrepreneurship, I believe, is not an option. Mm-hmm. I believe everybody needs to have a side hustle, whatever you want to call it. Some people are against that term. Whatever you call it. I remember this guy called me a hustler years ago, and I was so offended. I don't even care. Hustle just means to move quickly towards your goal. Whatever your goal is, be it good, be it bad, it does have a negative connotation. But to me, a hustler is just basically somebody that's moving quickly towards their goal, and they're very focused, and they're not deviating to the left or to the right. But my father is 57 years old, and he is one of the reasons why I named the show Life Remix, because of everything that my dad taught. He's now changing. Yesterday is Sunday dinner, because, you know, we still have Sunday dinner and all that stuff at our house, well, my grandmother's house. He said you have to have a business, because companies right now, there's no unions. Unions are not as prevalent as they were. And now with the lack of union representation or any representation and lack of Social Security and pensions and all of these things, your job, your company could just say, well, you know what, we don't need this position. And it happened to a friend of mine who used to work in a hotel a couple years ago. I quit to become self-employed. But I just found out just this February that the district person over all of our Sheratons called, told our director of catering, we don't need the catering coordinator position anymore, and you have 15 minutes to fire her. And it broke, well, I mean, I was already gone, but when I heard the story, it broke my heart, because this girl has given that hotel 10 years. She started as a bellman, you know, the ones that carry the luggage, at like $5 an hour when her son was 6 months old. Her son now is almost 10 years old. And just with the swoop of a pen, her title has been eliminated without regard to her family, without regard to her finances, without regard to her commitment to the company. So if you don't have something going on the side or whatever it is, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, Malcolm in the chat room just said, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. And the sad part about it is I attended her wedding 2 years ago, and her wedding was probably about $250 a plate. Like, she gave, there weren't that many guests. I have to say there were less than 100 of us. But her wedding was beautiful, because this is how the trickery happens. We were all tricked, and I'm saying tricked, and this is not to disrespect anybody that has a job, but we were all tricked to go to college, run up these student loans, that we're going to get a good job. We all did what we were supposed to do, got the job, you have a decent salary, So what do we start to do? We start to spend. We might get a Lexus. We might get a Honda Accord. We might get a whatever it is. And my friend, this is her wedding. You know, she's getting married. Her son was in the wedding. My husband and I went. And then just with the flip of a pen, she no longer has a job. But she has a lifestyle that mandates her making $50,000 a year. Like, this is such see, I'm getting tongue-tied because this makes me angry. It's like we're all being hustled, and I don't know how to fix it. And it's frustrating. So that's why I'm really dealing with entrepreneurs, talking to business owners, talking to people that are thinking about starting a business, why I'm helping people how to make motivational speaking a day job. We have to look at all the organic talents and skills that God has given us, because I cannot accept that God has not given you something that you can live off of. I cannot accept it. Even if it's babysitting, cooking, sewing, making clothes, you have to do something, because if not, you're going to fall such a victim to this whole society that I really think is set up to fail. I'm sorry, I just had to get on my soapbox.
Well, you know what, but I definitely, you know, I'm in total agreement with you. You know, we've been taught how to have the trappings of success, you know, the car, the house, the trappings of success, but then we're broke at a higher level. You know, if we're making six figures, we're broke at a higher level because we weren't taught really how to make our money work for us. People from other countries come to the land of opportunity, and they get paid. We're taught how to help the people who come from the other countries to help their dreams come to fruition. And so it's just a matter of, like you said, we've been duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled, and now we have to just take the blinders off so that we know that entrepreneurship there is no other option, because someone else gets to dictate when you eat, when you can come in, when you go home, whether or not they like you or not. And then at the stroke of a pen, you know, if you're making 50, 70, 80, 90 thousand dollars a year today, and then tomorrow you're told, hey, thanks for all you've done, you know, holler, we don't need you no more. That's devastating. And when you don't have that plan B, then you're stuck. And that's the blessing. No matter what it is, find something. You know, prepaid legal services was the answer for me. That was the thing that I saw. You know, I said, here's a company that's empowered over 1.5 million families across North America. They've made billions and dollars of money, and now they're giving me an opportunity for pennies. You know, for less than $100, I can start my own business. And, you know, I've spent more than that on shoes. You know what I'm saying? And so now I can be empowered as a business owner and be aligned with people who believe. I mean, we had an attorney general, the former attorney general, Mike Moore from Mississippi, who won that huge tobacco case against the country. Yeah. He said that prepaid legal services is leveling the legal playing field. It's no longer making access about how long your money is. It's about really protecting families. And I'm saying to myself, this is huge. Why not benefit from something that will empower others and then allow me to live out my dream, which is, you know, just having that passion for educating children so that they can make better decisions and don't have to make the mistakes that I've made. And as a result of the business venture, as a result of being aligned with prepaid legal services, things have happened for me that I never thought would happen. I mean, I've been allowed to just align myself with, like I said before, some of the most influential thinkers and doers of the world. I mean, Paul J. Meyer, just for example, he's one of the most acclaimed and widely read authors of all time. He has over 50 million copies of his books and works in print and recordings. He deals with personal development. So in turn, I can't help but grow when you're aligned with someone like that. And Mr. Darnell Self, who used to work at the mall, this gentleman now was given Entrepreneur of the Year by the National Black Chamber of Commerce. This is someone who's taken time to pour into me. Another gentleman, Michael Humes, he was a former mailman. Now he's the youngest millionaire in the company. There's somebody who grew up in the hood too, Southeast D.C., but he's pouring back into people. And then another one of my mentors who will get into the mentoring program, Reeve Align. This gentleman, he's coached and trained thousands across North America. And he, you know, just understands network distribution, network marketing, goal setting, positive mental attitude. But what I love most about him is that he understands servant leadership of giving back. And because that's poured into me, that's why I can talk to you about helping your son, and no financial benefit come from it, because if I help him, he'll help someone else. you'll continue to do what you're doing, and then we'll have just thousands of networks, those lines out there grabbing our children to take them back so that they can grow and be better. And that shift in the paradigm can happen where we believe that we are supposed to be the kings and queens and walk in greatness and bless other people just because. And so that's the key to entrepreneurship and what we do and what you do.
You're absolutely right. We have a caller. I have someone on the line, 202-361. Caller, are you just listening or do you have a comment? Caller from 202-361, are you just listening or do you have a comment?
I was just listening.
Okay, well, it's all good. Thank you so much for listening. I just didn't want to ignore you.
My computer, I tune into this number.
It's all good. Thank you for joining us. Just keep on listening.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, we have, I saw phone numbers coming up on the chat. I just want to read some of the stuff that's in the chat room. Malcolm says, that's why we need to stop illegal immigration. I have to agree with you. I'm not against people coming here because this is a land of opportunity. But, because I'll tell you, my husband drives a truck, and from what I understand, people coming in from Mexico used to have to stop at the Mexican border, and then an American, I'm paraphrasing here, I think an American or American truck company or however it works would then pick up whatever load that was and then take it to the states, you know, north, south, east, or west. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, they are now allowed to freely bring their trucks in and truck and drop off their deliveries as long as they go back to Mexico. So I don't know how that's working, but that's something that we're really, just on a personal note, my family and I are looking into, because people now don't know what is really being brought into this country. And, you know, if you want to come here, do it the right way. Wait in line and follow whatever you have to follow. But anyway, Coach K says, I am in business for myself, and I love it. I love it, too. Dee Dee, yeah, she's an entrepreneur. Dee Dee runs her own PR firm. Coach K's website is Coach K Radio. Malcolm 34 says, the rich have now become the rulers of this land. They tell the politicians to jump and they ask how high. Coach K says, yeah, she's, I'm an ordained minister and I perform ceremonies and counseling, a non-traditional minister. And she said, well, I don't know if Coach K is a male or a female, so I'm sorry, but just to you, Annette, thank you. Hearing that is so encouraging. Sometimes you wonder if you are doing the right thing. It's tough going against the grain. Well, yeah, it is. And it is. It's not easy, and I quit my job to do what I'm doing, so it's definitely not it definitely was not easy. Dee Dee's website is abc-aef.com. Annette, what's your website so I can put it in the chat room?
Okay, it's www.prepaidlegal.com.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a /.
Uh-huh.
It's a little long.
Hub
is H as in Harry, U
uh-huh.
as in unbelievable, V
uh-huh.
as in building, /. And then it's my name, Annette Gregory.
Okay, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Okay.
Yes.
All right, y'all. I just put that in the chat room. prepaidlegal.com/hub/ Annette Gregory. So check out her website if anybody is interested in prepaid legal, the service, or becoming an independent representative. I want to switch gears because we're down to the last 20 minutes of our interview. Talk about your mentoring program. What's up with that?
Okay. That's the love of my life, and like I said, as a result of being prepaid, I'm allowed to do what I really have a passion for. And the gentleman that I referenced, Mr. Kevin Mack, it's actually something he spearheaded, and it's called Maximize Your Full Potential Mentoring Program.
Mm-hmm.
And the key, when I was saying about a servant leader, what he's poured into me and just taking time to work with me for, he doesn't benefit financially at all. And so it was just a matter of giving back. And with the program, you know, our goal is to really share the importance of becoming practitioners,
mm-hmm.
of setting goals and having a positive mental attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus is really for middle school and high school students. you know, to prepare them for the bright futures that we already know they're destined to have, but
mm-hmm.
it's just a matter of pulling it out so we can empower them, you know, with the concept of creating jobs versus
mm-hmm.
going out to find a job. So it's really in alignment with the remix we're talking about. You still need the good grades, but the remix of that is to just add the spice of being
right.
an entrepreneur, that CEO mindset,
right.
so they can see, you know, hey, we can do all of that. We can do the things that our forefathers did as far as getting a good grade, but we don't have to get the good jobs. And just to add to, you know, something one of the chat members stated about stopping people from coming into the country, you know, one, they should come legally and do it the right way, but we have to shift the mindset because here's the point. If they come, be it legal or illegal, and make it happen, then God bless them because we're here. We need
right.
to look at us and make
right.
it happen. You know, just make it happen. If we really get, as my mentor, Mr. Max, says, laser focus, where all we do is accentuate the positive and we give no life or credence to negative, then we can't help but succeed. And, you know, my pastor,
right.
he says every day we need to wake up with an expectation of good because
right.
the God we serve is good. So
right.
we wake up with expectancy, and if we're doing that, then that seed that was already planted in us to expect good because of where we come from, then we can take that good, fertilize it into the greatness. And,
right.
and that's what we want to do with the program is really empower our children to really recognize the greatness that's within them, and that comes with, you know, fertilizing a seed. God plants the seed because we all, as you stated, have the potential to be great because there's something unique about us that God gave us specifically
oh, yeah.
to serve him.
I say that all the time. I say that all the time. You know what I tell people just in my day job? I get frustrated when people come to me and they want to change who they are to be a good speaker. I said, to be a good speaker, you only need one thing, and that's a message. And to relay that message, you don't have to be tall, you don't have to be skinny, you don't have to have blonde hair. You just have to take who you are and turn up the volume. Because I believe, and contrary to what a lot of people in the business would share, is I believe anybody can be a great speaker. Any single person, especially if you're walking under the covering of God, your higher power, the universe, whatever you call it, if that message has been imparted into you, that message was given to you for a reason. That's because nobody can deliver that message like you can deliver it. And that can be applied to your business. It can be applied to this radio show. It can be applied to any area of your life. And I think giving back sometimes sounds like a little cliche-ish, like, oh, you know, I want to give back. But if that's who you are as a person, that's just, you're just living your life. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, it's not, okay, I'm going to go give back on Saturday to the little orphan. Like,
right.
no. If you see somebody at McDonald's that needs it, just throw them a dollar. Throw
what? Just go ahead and buy them something.
I just, you know, when I hear give back, because if that's who you are as a person, and this is definitely not to chastise how anybody lives their life. You don't. I can't beg anybody to live a life of gratitude, but just, oh, we're going to give back. I hate that. That just to
right.
me sounds so cliche. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was saying it goes back to what you said in the beginning about your two-year-old, you know, nephew or niece, I think, that you were watching. It's about when you
oh,
were
yeah.
feeding them. You know, they were
right.
eating. And we look at that in a carnal sense of like, okay, yeah, we got to give them something to eat. But if we're not fertilizing the seed, feeding it empowerment, then we're doing our children a disservice because God
yes.
did his part from the gate. So
yes.
it's up to us to feed the seed that was planted. That's the fertilization.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just can't even fathom letting our children suffer because of what we've done. And that sense of urgency, like you said, take advantage of today because none of
yeah.
us are promised the next moment. you know, what have we done to leave a legacy, you know, for our children? And it's about us training up our children. You know, what is it, Proverbs 22:6, I think, that says, train up a child in the way he should go. And then if he veers, he still wouldn't depart from it. If we fertilize the seed, then we don't have to worry about the ills of society that make it socially acceptable to do the wrong thing to grab hold of our children, because it would have been planted and fertilized so that they can make the decision that is so tremendous now that we can't be there with them, but if we're fertilizing that seed, they can make the right decision.
Yeah,
and,
I totally agree. I want to touch very quickly. I want to go back a minute. We were talking about illegal immigration, and we can't have an intellectual conversation on entrepreneurship without really touching on immigration. And I want to share a real quick story. I have a friend. His wife is Mexican, and her family, they have a construction business. They are doing very very, very, very to the 10th power, very well. They have a full staff. They have payroll. They have jobs all along the Northeast Corridor down to the Southeast Corridor and slightly west into Georgia. And they do a lot of huge projects, you know, small hotels and things like that. We cannot hate on these people, because when they came here, they started with nothing. Do you see what I'm saying? And I understand, like, and I'm speaking of black people now. We may look and say, well, that's because we're not going to build that house for, you know, let's start with something small. I'm not cleaning anybody's grass for $40, all that grass back there.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll
mm-hmm.
do it. They'll do it. They'll bring in 50 people. They make $15, and now they're on to the next property. And then we look at them, and we hate because they're blowing up, and we're still stuck where we are. Yeah, we do have the issue, and I'm really touching on illegal immigration because it was mentioned in the chat room. I'm not specifically calling out illegal immigration, but since it was brought up, we can't, as just even American citizens, not even black people, but as American citizens, be so quick to hate on these people. There's opportunity. A friend of mine from Guyana said, when he was coming up, all he heard was America was the land of opportunity. We had Aronde Ashe on the show 2 weeks ago. He heard the same thing. And then when he came here, everybody was looking for a job. Everybody sees this as an opportunity because they're looking through different glasses. And granted, we're looking at it as, well, that we should be paid more. But you know what? If the companies are not paying more, let's adjust. Let's find an opportunity in it and build up our own wealth. Because right now, there is such a shift in the wealth of this country out of the hands of working class and poor people. We have no other choice but to bake cakes, but to clean houses, but to, and it's not to say that's all we're worth. I'm saying as your side hustle. Build it. Build your making cakes for the church into Sarah's cake business, or do something, because without entrepreneurship and without controlling your wealth and controlling your destiny and controlling your finances, you really, I believe, don't have a chance. Because that's where it's going right now. Oh, dropping seeds that preach, Si. Well, I told you there's no preaching up here today. We just, if that's where the Lord is taking it, that's where we're going to take it. But it tears my heart apart. And I have to share, my parents were very disappointed. They were doubly disappointed because I had my son right after high school. But they're more disappointed that after I got a quote-unquote good job, I quit years ago to become self-employed. They just didn't get it. I think and I said this before, I think my grandmother still thinks I don't work. She's like, well, what do you do all day? I said, I work really, really hard, from 6 a.m. to almost 10 o'clock at night. But it's just a shift. We have to change the way we look at it. You know, they say perception is reality. We have to change the way we look at things and how we perceive things, because if not, I don't know, we're kind of in trouble. I think we're in trouble.
I definitely agree, you know, 1,000%. Like I said, with the business, I grabbed hold of it because there were so many facets. I also, you know, with the business, it's not just about the individual being an associate. I work with companies because, you know, identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America now. And people are looking.
Right.
They're looking because identity thieves, you know, they don't just steal what we have now. They steal our future. They take and take, and then we don't know, and you could be stopped and you're suffering. You know, I was a victim where someone came to my parents in New York While I was there, Thanksgiving break, with a warrant for my arrest because someone had stolen my identity. You know, they came with a warrant for drug trafficking, credit card scams, and fraudulent acts with checks. But I didn't know. There was no safeguard put on me to tell me, hey, this has been done, until the police came and my parents came with me down to the 88th precinct right up there by Pratt Institute, and I was fingerprinted, and then they actually, I happened to have a pay stub with me that verified that I wasn't doing these acts during that time because
right.
I was at work, but all they could do was send me on my way with this little piece of paper with a warrant still in the system, the national database, saying I was a criminal, and said, hey, drive safely. So
wow. My
life experiences have caused me to want to do things to empower families. You know, so we offer our services to companies as well, the identity theft protection, the life events legal plan, just a full suite of products to empower families. And I say that because then the finances from it, you know, I'm working so that my parents, they've done so much for me. You know, I was
right.
a first-generation graduate, and I love my parents for doing enough so that I could become more. And that's what it's about. We all should become more so that we can
right.
leave an inheritance for our children. And I want to do more for my parents. You know, they still live in Farragut, and I want to be able to take care of that so they can
right.
live wherever they want to live. And that's why I'm working hard enough so that that can come to fruition. And it's not just me. Everybody's family should have an opportunity. So when we look at and when we go back to the immigrants and those coming legally or illegally, I applaud those who had enough gumption, because the flip
yeah.
side of that, if we look at it out their eyes, their country was so bad that they were willing to lose their life to gain freedom.
Yeah.
So we have to challenge ourselves as Americans. You know, why are we giving up our birthright of having access to true freedom because we just don't want to do? So we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to sacrifice so that our families don't?
Well, I think that whole issue of sacrifice, let's not even look at it from a religious perspective, where we do, you know, like our church, they take up sacrificial offerings and this and that, but even besides that, I think you, in order to live a life of gratitude, you have to live to a certain degree with sacrifice and delayed gratification. I remember my mother called me an Instagram brat. But it's partly her fault, because she raised me with this whole instant gratification. And mm-hmm. we have to also be careful, too, because I read an article where they have these things called helicopter parents, where the parents are very smothering to their children. And now that these young children are entering into the workforce, Generation Y, the parents are calling the bosses that my son didn't get a good raise, and what are you going to do to fix it, and my child deserves a promotion. But you want me to tell you, I almost got caught up in that, and I'll tell you why. Because I gave my son so much praise, and you can do it, and you're encouraged, and stay encouraged, that now that he has such a sense of entitlement, it's almost destroyed him. So I had to really look back and make sure, like, whoa, we have to pull back. Because just like we want to take care of our parents and our parents encourage us that we can do all of these wonderful things, we have to be mm-hmm. careful that we don't encourage them to the point where it becomes debilitating for
right.
them to be able to think. And I think with that comes sacrifice. Going back to what I was saying about sacrifice, we have to be a living sacrifice. And that's exactly mm-hmm. why, and I said it at the top of the show, I do not have a living room set right now. I can go out and get a living room set, but I need my children to understand, okay, we don't have a living room set, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so are we still going to live? No, I'm going to get one. I really just haven't found the one yet, but earlier in my life, I would have had one just because I have to have a living room set. And sacrifice is relative. I want to add, sacrifice is relative, because mm-hmm. my sacrifice or sacrificial offering may not match yours.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I was just adding to what you said. As far as the sacrifice, it's just what you're willing to give up to
exactly.
go up. What is it that you're willing to give up? It might be the bowling night. It might
yep.
be, you know, the team sport. Whatever it is, it may be one less night of watching, you know, Teen
mm-hmm.
Idol or whatever the shows are
mm-hmm.
on TV, so that you could pour more into yourself. And that's why, you know, I want to go back to the mentoring program, and I'll give you the website for that as well.
Yeah, please. We have to
convert ethics to our children. That
oh, yeah.
even if financially we're at a level that they don't have to want and need like we may have, but if the work ethic isn't there, then they won't appreciate what we do to build it. So their foundation will be rocky, but if we build it on a solid foundation, and that goes back into pouring in and fertilizing that seed, then our children will stand, and their foundation will be built on a rock, so it's solid. And let me give you the website. It's www.mack, and it's MACKSIMIZE. So it's maximize.com. And then they can click on, it says M as in Mary, Y as in you, S for fun, and P for play, MYFP mentoring program, and that's maximize your full potential. That's what the NYFP stands for.
Is it myfpmentoringprogram.com.net or .org?
No, it's just when you go to maximize.com, when you just click NYFP mentoring program, it'll release all the information,
okay,
what we do. After that.
I just picked that up in the chat room. Everybody, it's Maximize, and it's M-A-C-K, S-I-M-I-Z-E, maximize.com for information on the mentoring program, and then click on My FP Mentoring Program once you get into the site. I also posted Annette's website, prepaidlegal.com/hub/AnnetteGregory, and that's also in the chat room as well. We are down to the last few minutes of the show. Boy, oh boy, does time fly quickly, right? It goes so fast.
This is bad. This has just been such a joy. I mean, I enjoyed talking to you. You know, and just what I would want to leave with, like in closing, is that so many of us, you know, can identify a problem. We're easy to, diagnose something.
Right.
And that's great because that's the first step, at least acknowledging that there's a problem. But the next step comes in us finding a solution. You know, my mentor,
right,
he always says, we got to get better at the game. It's just becoming
right
more. And that comes with the personal development, the reading the books, the listening to the different things. It'll help you become more, so then
right
that will empower us. And as we become more, then we can, you know, fertilize, as you were talking about, the seed of empowerment, that seed
yep
of greatness within our children. So then they'll be able to develop, you know, the CEO mindset. And I always just look at, closing the scripture, and I know we talked about, you know, as far as preaching, but it means so much to me. Matthew 5:16, it says, let your life so shine before men that you may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's all I want to be in everything I do, is a beacon of hope and light so that someone can be ushered unto the Lord, because it's ultimately for him, but it'll be a way that somebody say, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Right.
Wow, if they're doing that, we can do it too, because God has no respect of person. And if our children can see it and believe it, because right now they're being bombarded with negative isms.
Yeah.
And if we can just shine brighter than what's out there, if we can
right
be diligent and laser focused, we can take our children back, and then they'll be the seed that people have X'd out, but that will be the one that be the generation next instead of X. That'll be a blessing unto others and just grow and flourish, and we can have a paradigm shift in what we as a people represent. And so it won't matter who's coming in from other countries, because our mindset has changed. We're creating the job, and then people will look for employment with us, but if they're
right
growing their business, it's okay, because we're growing ours too. And so I just, you know, implore everyone, visit the website, see how we can come into the schools and organizations to help your children, and then empower your family. Visit the website, you know, become an associate, empower your family with the membership, and just let's work together to, you know, take back who we are as our birthright. You know, we are great. The seed was planted. We have the potential, but now we have to act on it.
You're right. And Annette, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today. It just means so much that as we celebrate you as an entrepreneur, and everybody needs encouragement. I don't care how you slice it or dice it. When people hit me up in the chat room, they don't know. That's what makes me keep coming back here every single week. Mindy BTR, thank you for joining us today. I see you just logged on to listen to the show. Thank you very much. But, you know, when everybody's hitting me up in the chat room, that keeps me encouraged and keeps me doing what I do every single day. So I just want to say thank you. And as we wind down today's show, I just want to offer our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us.
The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is. And wherever you are, God is. Thank you so much for joining us. Peas in their pods. Thank you so much for joining us. But we're getting ready to get off the air. I want to say a special thank you. Oh, my God, that's Tariq. Is that Tariq? I don't know. I just see peas in their pods. Dee Dee just hit me up in the chat room. Dee Dee, thank you. Everybody, just give a thank you for Dee Dee for monitoring our chat room today. That took a lot off me today, so thank you very, very much. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Please tell one friend about the show. We want to keep the show growing and developing, and so we can keep topics coming to you that are relevant. Thank you so much. I love you all for listening, and we'll all talk tomorrow. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much.